This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The 24-year-old man accused of attacking British author Salman Rushdie last week was indicted by a grand jury Thursday in Chautauqua County Court in New York State. Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to second-degree attempted murder and second-degree assault charges and was held without bail. The 75-year-old Rushdie was attacked Friday as he prepared to speak in a lecture hall in Chautauqua outside the city of Buffalo. He was stabbed in the neck and torso and rushed to a nearby hospital where he underwent several surgeries. His agent said that his liver is damaged, nerves were severed in one arm, he might even lose an eye, but he is on the road to recovery. The government has rested its case against two men charged with plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
An FBI agent who was working undercover told jurors about a stop at a bridge near Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's vacation home during a night ride by anti-government extremists to continue planning a kidnapping. The government alleges that destroying the bridge was part of a scheme to get Whitmer and would have slowed down law enforcement response. Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are on trial for a second time. A jury in April couldn't reach a unanimous verdict against them. Two other men were acquitted. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House announced Thursday that it will make an additional 1.8 million doses of monkeypox vaccine available for distribution beginning next week. At a news conference, White House National Monkeypox Response Coordinator Bob Fenton said the additional doses will be available for U.S. jurisdictions to order starting on Monday. He said the federal government has delivered nearly a million doses to U.S. states and cities, making it the largest program of its kind in the world. This is VOA News. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says her country will never accept South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's offer of economic benefits in exchange for denuclearization steps. In a commentary published in state media, Kim Yo-jong accused Seoul of recycling proposals Pyongyang has already rejected. Kim also said her country has no intention of trading in its weapons in return for economic cooperation. She also criticized South Korea's military exercises with the United States and its inability to stop civilian activists from flying propaganda leaflets and other objects across the shared border. Rudy Giuliani was at an Atlanta, Georgia courthouse yesterday as a special grand jury investigates possible illegal attempts to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
Giuliani spoke with AP reporter Larry Neumeister at JFK Airport as he returned to New York, providing few details after hours of questioning before the grand jury in Atlanta.
The district attorney said at the end, Mr. Giuliani has satisfied his obligation under the subpoena, so I was very happy that I satisfied my obligation.
Giuliani was pushed through the terminal in a wheelchair and confirmed it was his first plane trip since heart stent surgery in early July. His attorney, Bob Costello, did not address whether his client declined to answer any questions, but said the 5.5-hour session went well with no disputes. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis opened the investigation after the disclosure of a phone call between Donald Trump and Georgia election official Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
It's one of several investigations into Trump's actions in office as the former president lays the groundwork for another run at the White House. I'm Jennifer King.
Three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the killing of notorious Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The Justice Department announced the charges Thursday. The men were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Bulger was beaten to death at a federal prison in West Virginia in October of 2018, just hours after he was transferred from a prison in Florida. He was serving a life sentence for 11 murders and other crimes. He was the third inmate killed in 6 months at the West Virginia prison. And a top executive at former President Donald Trump's family business has pleaded guilty to evading taxes. Trump Organization CFO Alan Wesselberg admitted at court on Thursday that he dodged taxes on lavish fringe benefits he got from the company. And once again, the top story this hour, the man accused of attacking British author Salman Rushdie last week was indicted by a grand jury on Thursday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.